Good morning. Most of us are waking up this morning across interior New York and New England to a fresh coating of an inch or two of snow as that series of disturbances along the eastern seaboard continues to move through. The latest low pressure center will make its way up and east of Long Island, and at the same time, Jetstream Energy will pivot through interior New York and New England on its way out through the Canadian Maritimes by the end of the day today. The combination of these systems will keep light snow in the forecast for the day today, but it does appear that the steadiest snow will be early and a more intermittent variety of snow will move through during the afternoon and into the evening. Still, another 1 to 2 inches of snow on top of what we've already seen will be possible during the daylight hours as high temperatures reach into the upper 20s and lower 30s on average. As the systems depart tonight, still some leftover snow showers, but little or no accumulation, with lows dropping back into the teens to around 20. A high pressure center from southern Canada will build in for the weekend. As it does so, a northwest breeze will develop, pushing a few passing flurries and snow showers through on Saturday. Otherwise, we'll see a mix of sun and clouds and highs back into the upper 20s. As that high pressure center settles over us on Sunday, it'll be dry and cold with abundant sunshine, staying in the upper 20s to around 30. An Alberta Clipper will approach for the day on Monday. Skies will cloud up, and there is the chance of some light snow, perhaps mixed with some rain in the valleys, as readings reach into the mid-30s. Another fast-moving system will move through on Tuesday with a few scattered rain and snow showers with highs in the upper 30s. Temperatures will continue to climb slowly into the middle and latter portion of next week as we dry it out Wednesday and Thursday with highs both days in the lower 40s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the prolonged stretch of frigid temperatures, thanks to a strong Arctic high-pressure system, will only slowly loosen its icy grip over the nation's midsection as abnormally cold air will hang around through the weekend. Record cold highs and lows are likely in the south-central U.S. through Saturday morning. The Plains and Mississippi Valley can expect daily temperature anomalies ranging between 20 and 30 degrees below normal. The Ohio Valley will also remain in a deep freeze through Saturday, with high temperatures remaining below freezing. Meanwhile, across the northwest, a Pacific storm moving onshore will deliver more coastal and valley rain and mountain snow to the region. A steady onshore flow continues to favor additional upsloping winds along the Cascades, while Pacific moisture advances deeper into the Intermountain West. Through Friday night, 1 to 2 feet of snow is forecast to pile up along the Cascade Range, with 6 to 12 inches of snow possible in the Sawtooth, Bitterroots, and Teton Mountains. At Mount Washington this morning, a quarter-mile visibility with light snow, drifting snow, and freezing fog, 10 degrees with a west wind at 21 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 28 below zero. In Albany on the hour, 2.5 miles visibility with light snow and fog, 19 degrees, the dew point 18, 96% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.24 inches and falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 90 degrees at Immokalee, Titusville, Jacksonville, Brighton, and Dundee, all in Florida, to a low of 24 below zero at Copper Basin, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with periods of light snow in the mid-30s, Boston cloudy with snow 1 to 3 inches in the lower 30s, and in Buffalo cloudy with light snow showers and highs in the upper 20s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 24 degrees, the low 19. The average temperature 22, that's 5 degrees below normal. Just a trace of snowfall up until midnight last night, 10.7 inches for the month, that's 2.6 inches above normal, and 50.2 inches for the season, which is 7.4 inches of snow above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 36 degrees, the average low 18. The record high 66 set in 1981, and the record low 7 below zero in 1878. Sunrise this morning, 6:46 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:32 p.m. 10 hours and 46 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with light snow today and highs around 30. Cloudy with snow showers tonight in the teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with snow and some freezing drizzle today with highs in the lower 30s. More snow showers and some freezing drizzle tonight, lows in the lower 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with light snow today and highs in the lower 30s. Cloudy with snow showers tonight, lows in the upper teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with light snow today and highs in the lower 30s. Cloudy with snow showers tonight, lows in the upper teens. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with light snow today and highs in the lower 30s. Cloudy with snow showers tonight, lows in the upper teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy, a few passing snow showers, upper 20s. Sunny, upper 20s on Sunday. Cloudy with light rain and snow showers on Monday in the mid-30s. A few rain and snow showers on Tuesday in the upper 30s. And a mix of sun and clouds Wednesday and Thursday with highs in the lower 40s. Stay safe and have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiana.